Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Your happiness, well-being, and your personal evolution is always blocked by negative energy. Stay tuned. We're going to explain how it works and how you can overcome it. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, here's the big question. What is negative energy? Hang on. I've heard lots of people talk in terms of good energy or bad energy. Is it that simple?
No, absolutely not. And in fact, you can't think in black and white terms when it comes to negative energy.
Why not?
You know, because what is negative in one context could be positive in another.
Oh.
And we're going to give you some examples of that in just a minute. But,
okay.
You know, first let me define negative energy.
All right.
And this helps you understand that it's not one size fits all. It's energies that block an individual's unique evolution. So, because your evolution is different than my evolution, what blocks me is different than may what blocks you.
Okay.
We think in terms of just simplistic things like fear must be bad and love must be good, but it's not. It's never that.
Black and white.
Black and white. You know, and I was just thinking about that just before the show.
Okay.
But I want to say first of all, we have to get to the basics. Negative energy exists. We've been doing this for 20 years.
And I want to make comment. How many people have said to us, oh, there is no negative energy. It's all in your thinking.
Yes.
Or all in the way you think about something. But you and I both know there is negative energy. We not only know it, but we've seen it.
We see it every day.
Yeah, we do.
We work with our clients every day, and it's not the positive energy that gets in their way.
No.
The reason they come to us, the reason they're not happy, including us, you know.
Hey, I'm always happy.
You know, on a day-to-day basis is negative energy.
Right.
And we're always struggling with it.
Right.
And so we know it exists.
Okay.
And it gets in our way.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other point that's kind of, we take this for granted, Patricia, all the time.
We do.
And people in the audience don't know, but we can remove it. That's the whole thing about the ecosystem approach.
Well, and that's what makes it so amazing.
We remove negative energy or yes. Neutralize negative energy. And usually out there in the world, if you're in the programming world, you know, you'll get some sort of quick fix. You know,
sure.
If you have negative energy, then do this, this, and this. But
well,
actions don't necessarily remove energy.
Okay, and I'm going to be a smart aleck here, but the bottom line is it doesn't matter how many M&Ms I eat that day, that negative energy, meaning because I'm stressed or whatever, it's still going to come back unless I clear it.
So for all of you out there, she just slid that through, but she's telling on herself that, you know, if I can't find my wife and I walk and I look, Patricia, where's Patricia? Where's Patricia? And I open the closet and there she is sitting in the closet with these little
lemon. That's not true. The bottom line is that I'm blatant about it. I'll eat it right in front of anybody because when I need an M&M fix, there I am. But the point that we're trying to make is that M&Ms do not get rid of the negative energy.
Yes.
And that a drink, drugs, sex, rock and roll do not get rid of negative energy. What gets rid of negative energy, Jason?
Clearing the ecosystem approach.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
We tell you how to do that. We're going to tell you how to do this in this show today.
Right.
So stay tuned. But this could be one of the most important shows that we do in a long, long time.
Exactly.
So let's talk about how that one emotion can be good and bad
for one
different people. So anger can block evolution. But some personality types use anger to overcome the compulsion to withdraw from conflict and disagreement.
Yeah.
We've seen this a lot.
Many times.
You know, we have clients who use too much anger.
Yes.
And it blocks them from having positive relationships. It blocks them from all sorts of things that they crave. So we help those clients remove that negative energy of anger. Some clients make excuses rather than get angry. We see that a lot too.
Yes.
So when someone stamps on your toe, kicks you in the shins, and they say, "Oh, well, they didn't mean it. Oh, it just, I'm a forgiving person. I don't hold grudges. Blah blah blah," and we say, "Why didn't that make you angry?" Usually, it's not having someone kick him in the shins. What we hear from our clients is much, much worse than that.
Exactly.
And it's almost as if they don't realize, they can't recognize that they're being assaulted, victimized, abused, beat up, because that ability to get angry.
Exactly. And you know what, Jason, you just touched on something that's, for me personally, I didn't realize until I got older that the abuse that I endured from mostly my mother, but both of my parents, I didn't know that it was not acceptable. And the part that I'm getting at is I was willing because I was programmed to be a victim.
Yes. Now, you got angry all over the place, you know, all around your life, but you didn't really focus that anger should have legitimately gone.
And the bottom line is that the guidance that I had was completely off.
So love is another emotion. Oh my gosh.
Well, and this is, in a way, most people think of anger and then love. They see them as being the, polar opposites.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
But that's a whole other topic. The truth is that in this case, love is an emotion that can be used both ways.
Okay.
Some people love in a way that is possessive and controlling and can block evolution.
Yeah.
So when someone says, "I love you, and I do these awful things to you because
I love you."
Yes.
It's for your own good.
And for your own good.
Heard that one.
That's really negative energy.
Yes, it is.
That's blocking your evolution.
Yes.
Sometimes love and support can nurture growth and evolution. And it's just the opposite.
Exactly.
How do you know the difference? Well, the quick answer is, of course, the ecosystem approach, and that's what we teach you to do, to be able to know those differences. I'm going to give you an example that's not true, but could be true.
Okay.
And we say that just because we don't ever want to tell really specific stories about our clients. But imagine two women who are sexually abused in childhood.
Okay.
One is angry all the time and seeks to overcome those negative feelings from abuse with love. They both have problems with relationship. The angry one, there's two. There's one is angry all the time, and the other one, the other example, is someone who seeks to overcome the negative feelings of abuse with love.
Right.
So the angry one pushes people away all the time.
Yes.
The loving one is victimized by their partners.
Mm-hmm.
If the angry one was more loving, in other words, clear the anger, and the loving ones could react with more anger when victimized and rejected, both could be better. And you don't do that by taking action. You do that by doing energy work.
Right.
And having self-knowledge and self-knowing.
Correct. Correct. And I do want to say this. Those that are abusers often, well, definitely understand or don't realize often how abusive they are and how they are using the name of love in vain.
Yes.
They don't realize it.
It happens a lot. And that's, you know, the point is for this segment is that there's a lot of negative energy.
Right.
And you can't just say, okay, well, I'm loving, so I don't have negative energy.
Right.
You know,
right,
it doesn't work that way.
Yes, exactly. Well, and you know, I just want to make one more point in all of this that's really, really important. Believe it or not, right now, for those of you that are listening, it doesn't matter whether you're angry and use that as a form of love, or whether you love and use it to make yourself a victim. The bottom line is that when you're doing clearing, things come up and you start to gain a clarity about, gee, I knew that didn't feel right, but I didn't know exactly what it meant, or I didn't know exactly what to do about it. And I have to say, I am truly a really good example of that. And my point that I'm getting at is that through the ecosystem approach, through using the clearing, your life changes in a way that is phenomenal.
So if you're suffering right now, I know it's because of negative energy.
Right.
Keep listening to this show today. We're going to help you with that.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Negative energy is energy that blocks an individual's unique evolution. You can't make specific judgments about emotions as good or bad without specific context. Understanding the unique path to evolution comes from the training of the ecosystem approach. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to know the different types of energies in your life and then how to remove them.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the biggest energy misconception that we've heard repeated over and over again. Do you believe this? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about the biggest energy misconception that we've heard over and over again. Do you believe this one? We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, you're on. What's the biggest energy misconception that we hear?
When everything is right or correct in alignment with you, things will be easy and flow. Or a variation of that is, I'm going to let the universe decide and see what comes forward.
Well, wait a minute. Why are those things such a misconception? I don't get it.
We're gonna talk about this one. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
So, but in order to understand why you can believe what we're saying about this,
okay,
is we just want to just take a side trip and tell you about how we get our information. You know, we were never trained. We didn't learn this from some sort of ancient text or
a guru sitting on the top of a mountain,
guru or any of that.
Okay.
We learned it directly by looking.
Yes.
So we were like, in the beginning, we were like little kids in looking at the environment, looking at the energy environment.
Right.
And we just grew up in that. And we've been doing this for the last 20 years. So what we're telling you today, and this may shock you a little bit about some of these misconceptions, but what we're telling you is based on what we see. And we've been working with people for over 20 years, so we've been able to see it, validate it, see it again, validate some more. And so this is based on our perceptions, not based on our beliefs. And I want to make that distinction.
Well, and I want to jump in and say, this is where to the audience, start using the ecosystem approach and validate for yourself.
Because that's the whole point of the ecosystem approach. Not
exactly,
to believe us.
Exactly.
But to be able to have us show you how to uncover yourself so that you have your own abilities and you can validate it on your own.
Right.
So
right,
here's
right.
Here's the first big misconception.
Okay.
That when everything is right and you're in the flow, it will be easy.
Okay.
It'll just flow and it'll just be exactly as it should be. We've never found that to be true.
No.
And we've never found it to be true for ourselves. We've never found it to be true for our clients. Because what you don't understand with that statement is negative energy.
Right.
Because when you're on course to evolve, negative energy, here's a call.
I was going to say the trumpets start.
It's like the siren, and they rush
right
to go there and get in front of you and block you.
Right.
And in fact, the more you're into alignment with your evolution, the more pushback you're going
to
get.
Because negative energy wants to stop you.
Yes.
I don't remember. We're going to talk a little bit about the personality of the negative energy. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, and so understand that the negative energy wants to block you, because when you go forward, then you help those that you love go forward just by clearing your negative energy, starting with that. And the difference is that are made in your life change other people's lives around you.
You know, and this wasn't part of what we're going to talk about today, but I think it's an obvious question. We see that on Earth today, that there is a struggle.
Yes.
With we would call the light and the dark.
Oh, by all means.
It is a struggle, and that there's a force on Earth that wants to stop this forward evolution, this forward movement.
Correct.
And that's part of this negative energy. But let's go on to the next misconception.
Okay. And the next one is, Jason, I'm going to let the universe decide that one.
I can't tell you how many times we've heard that.
I know.
You know, and so the first question I always say is, well, who's the universe? You know?
Yeah. Big one.
And how do you know that the universe knows what's in
in your best interest? Or
the truth is, they don't know who the universe is.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is, I don't have that connection within myself to my own essence to know what's in my best interest. So they abdicate the decision. They give up the decision. And chances are, and this is what people don't understand, the same pathways that you use to hear your essence is accessible by negative energy. So when you let the universe decide, you don't know whether you're letting negative energies decide or your essence decide.
Correct.
Or some sort of combination which may not be in your highest best interest.
Exactly.
You know, that's why we created the ecosystem approach, was to train you to know the difference. And know positive energy from your essence and negative energy that blocks your forward movement.
The ecosystem approach gives you a way to get rid of it by removing it and putting it in, well, of course, the garbage can or the processor. It's pretty amazing that how we created this, because you don't want, let's see, negative energy sewage hanging around not only your house, but you.
Exactly.
It's toxic.
Exactly.
Yes.
When we talk about, and we'll talk about this in the last segment, but you know, when you're talking about how to clear, we use a processor which actually processes negative energy,
right,
and changes it to neutral.
Right.
So here's my favorite. Okay.
Okay.
There's a reason for everything.
Okay.
Yes, there is. But sometimes those reasons aren't good ones. Sometimes those reasons are from dark energy, negative energy.
Well, and the other thing is that if you say that, and I'm not saying that there isn't a reason for everything, you know, that part's true. But when you turn your decisions or your the way you approach things over to something you know don't know anything about, that doesn't work so well.
You know, a lot of people, you know, they can't really, the ecosystem approach is the way to understand your world and why things are happening around you
right.
the way they are.
And things, and to know how you can change things.
Change things, exactly.
Right.
You know, we see people that get in car accidents, people that die from car accidents,
sure.
That are really forms of suicide that comes from their essence.
Absolutely.
You know, they're trying to find a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you can see that even before they get in, they drive their car off a cliff or they run into a tree.
Exactly.
You know,
or drop dead from a heart attack.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's
there's a reason for everything.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to understand those reasons. So
right.
when someone's in crisis, first of all, when you're in crisis, you can see that.
Right.
And if you're struggling right now, today, this is the way to start removing that negative energy. Stay tuned with us.
Right.
So let's give you an example.
Okay.
There's one more point that's really important.
And it's really important.
When you're on the path to evolution, when you know who you are, where you're going, what your story is, and trying to remove those negative programming from your story, there's always polarity and pushback. Polarity is, they say it in physics, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Right.
In energy, we see that all the time. So if you go forward, there's always this polarity pushback. When you're trying to evolve, when you're trying to do something good for yourself, when you finally find the right relationship, you find the right job, you find the right way to keep yourself healthy.
Right.
There's always M&Ms. lurking in the background, trying to sabotage you.
M&Ms are my pushback.
But,
yes,
you know, I guarantee you, there's negative energy connected to Patricia's M&Ms.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And
so when you're in the flow, when you say, "Okay, now I know what I want. I know where I'm going to go."
Right.
And you start going there. Expect the pushback.
Well, but that's the hard part. You know, I this is something. It's taken me a long time to. I do a lot of clearing, but to remember about the pushback.
Yes.
And or polarity response to whatever's going on in my life.
Sometimes it gets us by surprise.
Oh, totally. Well, in fact, you have a story about that.
You know, we were talking about my mother in the last couple of shows, and she has dementia. Mm-hmm. And what we've been doing is going to her essence directly and talking to her there, as
right.
opposed to trying to talk to her through her personality. And it's been very, very effective. And we've been trying to tell her how my dad, who was very controlling and used love in a very possessive and controlling way, wasn't necessarily in her best interest, because we see my dad hanging around trying to get her to be
all
with him
all the time,
which of course, if you know, I'm trying to be subtle, but I should say it very directly. That means she would die and leave us and go be with him.
Well, and I want to say this. One of the reasons that Jason and I are, and I know it's in the middle of it, but one of the reasons that Jason and I have done this is because she deserves to live free. She deserves to live
with free will.
With free will and have
learn
choices
that in this lifetime.
Exactly.
But here's the point of this story, okay? The other day we had this breakthrough because she was seeing that he wasn't what he said he was. And she was really struggling with it, which wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing.
Actually, she's one of those people that when she gets angry, believe it or not, it's good.
Yes.
You know, it's a good thing.
She needs to get angry.
Yes,
but anyways, the next day we felt the pushback.
Oh.
Because she was taking a step forward in her evolution. The next day, she was difficult and
stuck and stubborn and bitter.
And so what do we do?
Oh, well,
we cleared our way through it.
And
we continue to clear. You always get polarity, but you can always clear your way through it.
Right.
And that's the point
about all of that. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
There is no such thing as being in the flow. Negative energy is always present.
Mm-hmm.
The universe never decides, either positive or negative energy decides. So you take charge. Polarity is inevitable. When you clear for your own evolution, clear your way through.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to navigate the negative energy pushback and find your evolution path.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about the personality of negative energy and its methods. This is really valuable information to know and think about. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way.
Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the personality of negative energy and its methods. This is really valuable information to know and to think about. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so what do you mean negative energy has a personality?
Most people think of negative energy as a thing, like good or bad, but thinking of it with a personality helps you understand it better.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, if we were to describe the personality of negative energy,
okay,
and there's some variations in
of course
different
there
people
are.
And different things.
Sure.
But it's basically slow, stubborn, mean, persistent, but it's not shrewd or clever or quick.
Okay.
And it always knows or goes to your vulnerability. But once you understand that, it doesn't change its tactics. You know, once you see what it's doing, it doesn't change. It keeps doing the same thing over and over and over again. It just does it a lot.
Perfect place for clearing, by the way.
It doesn't, it's not really shrewd. It's not like playing a game of chess with a very shrewd player. It's more like playing checkers with a two-year-old, but it just keeps playing the same checker moves over and over and over again.
And the worst thing is that we fall for it.
We fall for it. What we can do, of course, is continue to clear. The problem is, and even for us, is always the overwhelming nature of it.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I was just going to, I was just thinking about this in the break, but, you know, for this week's newsletter, I'm going to talk about the scariness or not of negative energy. So if you want that, be sure and go on our website, The Ecosystem Approach, and sign up for that. And you can get that that newsletter. But
you know, sometimes he doesn't tell me because we're busy, and he doesn't tell me what the newsletter is going to be about. But I'm going to say, good one, Jason.
Yeah.
Really good one. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think about The Exorcist. It was just Halloween, you know, The Exorcist.
Yeah.
You know, Hollywood makes negative energy look really scary.
Right.
And spoiler alert, it's not. Anyways, but what's hard is that it's overwhelming.
Well.
You know, and here's the other part about negative energy.
Okay.
Negative energy seeks to exist at any cost.
I get that one.
It hates being removed. It doesn't want to go.
Hence, the polarity response.
The polarity response. So when you're clearing and clearing, it doesn't mean that it's going to be all sunshine and unicorns. You'll get pushback.
Right.
And the more ingrained, the deeper that negative energy is, the more it's going to push back.
Right.
You don't have to be scared of that. You don't have to be overwhelmed by that. You don't have to feel defeated by that. but you have to know that it's coming. You know, let me tell you a story. We have, Patricia's been working with someone that has a severe case of vertigo, and it's so debilitating that she can't leave her house. Basically, she's barely. She's dysfunctional. She can't live.
And by the way, this is an amazing, amazing soul.
So, you know, the other day Patricia started working on her, and the next week she asked her, "Well, you know, how you doing?" And it seemed like it got worse. Well, this is not uncommon,
right?
And I just want to say that when you start working on negative energy that wants to exist and doesn't want to leave,
right,
it will push back even harder and push back even harder. And what's the solution? Just keep going.
Yeah.
Don't back down.
Right.
Clear your way through.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
Because it's not that smart. Once you see the playbook.
Yeah.
You can figure it out.
You can ask to see the playbook. Use your intuition and ask to see the playbook. It's kind of interesting. I'm going to go back to the thing we were talking about with Mom when she became stuck and stubborn and you know, and what I did as soon as I realized what was going on was that I cleared the stuck and the stubborn within, I'm going to say, 5-10 minutes, she was back to her lovely, beautiful self.
You know, it's so amazing that way.
Yes.
And we see it, you know, with Mom, it's kind of surprising even us. We've been doing this for 20 years, but in a way she cleans up really, really easily. Yeah. You know,
well said, that's a good way to put it.
On the other hand, it's because of the dementia, her personality doesn't get in the way.
Yeah. That's true.
A lot of people take clearing personally, like we're criticizing them or
I have,
judging
sure,
them.
Sure, I have.
Know?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But usually, if you take the clearing personally, I guarantee you that's one of your major problems.
Exactly.
Meaning whatever you're taking personally.
Taking things personally in general.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing.
Okay.
And we've had this phenomenon happen over and over and over again,
right,
in the 20 years we've been doing this work, that many people, you know, they come to a place where they say, this is too hard.
Yes.
Or this isn't working, which is usually a complete illusion. It's,
right,
you know, you're in huge denial because it denies all the progress that they've made already. And it just makes it temporarily invisible. They say, I've been working on depression. I've been working on depression from the beginning and I'm still depressed. Well, you're depressed in a different way. Mm-hmm. You're angry in a different way.
Or from a different level.
In a different level.
Yes.
Or have fear in a different way.
Exactly.
But they are completely blocked.
Right.
And I've said this a lot, that, you know, going inward takes the most courage that you'll ever have, because you have to face those things that scare you the most.
Yeah.
You know, negative energy isn't scary, but seeing yourself the way you really are is the most scary thing a human being can do.
Well, and I'm gonna use myself, because nobody can sue me for doing that. And one of the things that I found in this journey that with the ecosystem approach, at first there was such a relief in the things that you helped me with right out of the gate, Jason. That was amazing. But the other thing is that when you reach that spot of where it gets to be too hard, it's okay to back away for, you know,
a day.
Month, exactly.
You know?
It's okay. But the bottom line is that negative energy is still there. And when you see it from that perspective and you don't have to be a victim to it, you go, oh, okay.
I'm not going to back off anymore.
I'm going in guns a-blazing, so to speak. But the other thing that happens is once you step on that other side of removing that layer of negative energy, their clarity about your life and the things that you want and the things that you don't want or the things that you did and didn't do, it's right there. So the very first thing I would clear would be my own judgment about where I am.
Exactly. Exactly. So key points.
Okay. And I do want to say people have stopped working with us because they just said it was too hard. But also, I'm going to say 90% of those people have come back anywhere from 3-6 months, sometimes a year, usually not that long. But and they always, I've never heard it any different. They go, you were right.
In other words, the negative energy that we identified was in their way and they could see it.
Exactly. So it was really interesting. Okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Negative energy has a personality that is stubborn, persistent, and mean. It's not clever, but it knows your vulnerability and focuses on that vulnerability over and over again. The way to overcome the polarity response is to continue to clear, because sometimes it feels worse before it gets better. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to overcome negative energy in your life with constant, specific clearing.
And I love it, everyone. It's amazing.
So we're going to talk real quickly about how to clear.
Yes.
And then we're going to do some in the next segment. You can do that you don't have to have any special posture. You can be laying down. You can be slouching. You can be standing on your head. You can be any posture that you want.
But if you're driving, I don't recommend to close your eyes. Yes. Just saying.
You can be do all sorts of things.
Yes.
And clear at the same time. So when we say to eliminate, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up those things to eliminate and blow them gently. Take a gentle breath, blow them into a trash can. We suggest that you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and look for the processor and print out a picture of the processor, because we created that. That thing is real. It's in, you can use it in your imagination, but once you picture it, it processes the negative energy and converts it into neutral.
And think of it this way, that the processor and the garbage can, of course, but the processor, it helps you when you clear to get rid of the toxic energy that's been holding you hostage probably for all of this lifetime and maybe other lifetimes. So then the next thing that we're going to do, Jason, is it time for me to explain? Okay. Then after we do all the clearing, then we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most positive, amazing, enlightening energy that we have access to, any of us here where we are. And what you're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to have it. We're going to call it to go through the top of our head, let it go all the way down our shoulders, and then our torso, tips of our fingers, of course, then all the way down to the tips of our toes. And then we're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around and ask that positive energy to help us remove more negative energy that is stored in our physical body. So with that said, Jason, is that it
for
the moment? All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to start clearing the negative energy in what? Your life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? You are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with 5 other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for the International Conference on Resilience for Women, as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Get your tickets now at ResilientWomen'sConference.com.
Step into your highest potential and tune into embodying your higher self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to start clearing the negative energies for your life that are in your life. Jason, take it away.
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that negative energy always pushes back. So gather up those veils and illusions.
Take a breath.
Blow them into the processor, a trash can, or an imaginary trash can, wherever you want.
And now we're going to shorten it up just a little bit. And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that gets in my way, all the time. I know he wrote this one for me, but I'm going to share it with you. Everybody take a nice breath and blow that anger, hate, rage, bitterness into the processor.
And to eliminate the negative energy of M&Ms that draws anyone to secretly eat those in the closet or any place that they shouldn't.
Sucker.
Take a breath.
Take a breath, Patricia. Here we go. And blow it out. And to eliminate my fear of trusting, I'm just kidding, my fear of trusting that I can be okay after the negative energy pushback that always takes place. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that negative energy is not that smart and that I am always smarter.
Nice. That's a good one. Take a breath.
Those veils and illusions.
And blow it out. And to eliminate the barrier so I can keep going after any type of polarity response. In other words, keep going and keep clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that I've been trained to expect a machine-like response to clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath. That means you just, you have a formula, you and then everything is just fine. And it never, never, never works that way.
All right. So, and to eliminate the false belief that negative energy is very powerful and more powerful than me. By the way, this is one of the biggest things that once you realize there is negative energy, that people believe that that negative energy is bigger, better than them. And the truth is, oh, it is so not.
It's not true.
Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that there is always a polarity response to my evolution. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the difficulty, my difficulty, believing that I have power over negative, dark energy. In other words, I release and let go the struggle to believe that I have that power. Take a breath, meaning you. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the compulsion to trust programming methods because it doesn't acknowledge the negative energy.
Yeah.
Take a breath. So many people would rather believe that, oh, this negative energy doesn't exist, so I don't have to deal with my negative emotions.
Yes, but
it's so much more convenient. It's so much more easy.
Right.
And there's all sorts of men out there that are single and divorced as a result of not acknowledging they have negative emotions.
Yeah, well, we could turn that around on the other side too, but we'll do that another time. And to eliminate my fears and worries and anxieties that always get in my way of my own evolution. Take a breath.
And to eliminate seeing myself as a machine that just needs to be programmed with no energy involved.
Take a breath. Are we ready to activate life force?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Starting right now, right this minute, take a nice breath. Let it go in through the top of your head, right down your torso, your arms, your legs. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that's connected to this. Blow it out. Jason?
And to activate life force so I can trust that I can clear my way forward for anything I want in my life. Take a breath.
And blow it out. And to activate life force so I can have the determination to continue to clear when there's a lot of pushback. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and love myself and love others and have the ability to see who and what is in my highest and best interest, clear any negative energy that's in my way so I can actually get what it is I want in life. Starting right now, take a nice breath. And blow out any negative energy that's stopping you from that last one or any of them, any of the clearings. Blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about the energy of diets.
Huh?
If you've ever tried to implement a diet and it didn't work, which of course is everybody, the flaw was due to the energy of your diet.
Correct.
There are so many diets that are really effective out there and ways of losing weight. But it's always the wrong focus. The focus should be on the energy of the diet or you, really.
And you.
It's really your energy. And it's the key to success.
Wow.
You know, we've had some clients do diet and we've helped them with the energy because it's always the energy that comes back, the negative energy that we're just talking about today.
Right, right, right.
That sabotages you and have you, you know, you're in the closet eating M&Ms. So anyways,
he can't help himself, everyone. Just, you know, we have to forgive him for that.
It's a real interesting perspective on
it. Really is.
You really have to listen to this.
I agree. So, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach important for me personally?
You know, if you're listening today and you're struggling, I guarantee you that struggle comes from the negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we talk to you about something in your life, some sort of life aspect of life that may affect you, may not affect you. But every week we do clearings. Mm-hmm. Every week we give you some insight about how energy works. And all you have to do is go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free subscription area, and make sure that box is checked, and you'll get weekly clearing statements as well as the backstory of the topic for that week. And it's going to make a difference. So if you listen every week, you get our newsletter every week and do the clearings every week, it's going to make a big difference. And I know if you're struggling right now, This is the answer. Well, it's not a quick fix.
No, it's not. But you know, one of the things that I've found is that when I'm reading the newsletter, and I read the newsletter every week and all of the clearings, I do all of that. One of the things that I find is that what is going on with me might not be exactly what that newsletter is about or what the clearings are about in the show. But if you do those clearings, no matter where you do them, I guarantee you it's going to help you with your situation in that moment. That is huge.
It's amazing.
It really, really, really is.
So go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and you can preview the next show. Mm-hmm. And if you want to make a comment, you want to make a show suggestion topic, a topic for our show, go to hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. I want to say one more thing. If you have any questions or any comments for us, please send it to us at
hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
And so, by the way, you're listening to, this is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.